I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us on this awesome January Sunday morning. We love having our show and love sharing with you. And we always bring on some amazing guest leaders in our community, business owners, to share and motivate, encourage, and inspire you to hopefully take that step towards your goals and dreams and to help you and provide resources for you to be successful in whatever it is that you want to achieve. That's our purpose that I've decided, to help you achieve your goals and dreams. And our mission is your success. It's very important to us. And so we utilize this show to share with you and provide you those resources. And so thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And I am excited. I'm always excited about my guests. I have a hard time deciding who is the best guest. They all are equally awesome. And but this is my really good friend, Jeannie Quick. She is a premier realtor at Keller Williams and just been a huge supporter of our I've Decided organization. And she's been my realtor and just a cheerleader for what we're doing. And so I'm super happy to have you in the studio with me today, Jeannie. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for inviting me back.
Yay. And so we've been together working with I've Decided now for about 5 years, huh?
Ever since you started it.
Yeah. We're going into our fifth year. But I actually knew you a little bit before that, right? Because you helped me sell my home.
Yeah, just before you and Joe got married.
Yeah. So you helped me sell my home and did a really good job as a realtor. And so that is your full-time job. That's what you do for a living as a realtor, right?
Right. And I love showing people houses and watching them start out on their journey in a new, making memories in a new house.
It is kind of a journey, isn't it? When you look at it like that, it's like you're kind of a part of that change with these people. And I can see why now that I know you so well, it makes sense why you love being a realtor. So, but over the years and being a part of I've Decided, you've been motivated to do some things. And one of your passions is also connecting people, but now you're connecting them to their dreams. And you've been doing these vision board workshops. We've done a few, and now you have, you call it Dream Outside the Lines. I love that. So share your vision for that and how you came up with that idea and what those opportunities are.
I have always loved watching people grow and succeed at anything that they want to do, no matter if it's professional or personal or that. But when I did the first dream board was back in 2012 when I came to Keller Williams, and Tess Denton, which is a great mentor, and that
she was one of our first.
Yeah,
Tess Denton spoke at our very first Motivational Leadership Conference.
She did, and she did a workshop too.
Yes, she did.
And that, so
she did. Man, I almost forgot about that too.
Right.
Just said her name.
And so I think that was where it started, and she inspired me to kind of look more into it and that. And so I started thinking about, you know, how this kind of filtered down as it went to being your success and that. So you start out with a dream. You know, no matter what it is. And sometimes we keep dreaming and dreaming and dreaming, but we don't get anywhere. So you think a dream, okay, then you got a goal, and then hopefully you make success. But if you start with that dream and then you do a vision board, some kind of vision board, and do it with a group, it's fun. And that, then when you watch that and watch it grow, you know, and it takes off and everything. I know my very first one, I wanted to buy my husband a boat. He does have a boat now and that, but, and there was other things with my kids, my grandkids and that. So,
it's kind of like watching your dream become life. So you put these thoughts, these dreams, these ideas in, and you cut out all these pictures from magazines or wherever, right? You glue them to the board.
Right.
And then you put that board in your view where you see it every day. And then you can start to see it all come to fruition.
If you get in a habit, now that I've made quite a few and everything, I'm always looking through magazines or newspapers and I'm cutting out just little words or sayings or whatever. And I have a box that I have them smashed in there. And then when I go to do mine, now my one that I did at the workshop that we did in the fall was more like of a fun one. So with this fun one, I've always said when I grow up, I want to be like Diana Keaton because she is just fabulous, you know. So everything is about Diana Keaton. So, you know, hopefully I will be whenever I grow up. I don't know. Maybe I'm grown up now. I don't know. But I keep saying that I'm not grown up yet, but or what I want to be when I grow up, you know, and that. But that was more of a fun one because I wanted people to see you could do a fun one. It doesn't always have to be your business, you know, because it can be other life achievements.
It can just be these fun things that you aspire to do.
Even things you
hobbies.
Yeah.
It can just be geared around a hobby, right? Or
right.
Just any kind of dream or goal that you have. So our weekly winning word is envision. And, you know, that was another great reason why we wanted to have you here, because just talking about these vision boards, it really is about envisioning. In fact, in the 6-step to success behavior change, we teach decide. The second E in decide is envision. You have to envision your goal. You have to envision yourself taking the steps necessary. You have to see yourself being successful. You have to envision, what if you're not successful? So in order to be, to achieve what it is that you want to achieve, envision is such a huge part of that. And the definition of envision is imagine as a future possibility, visualize. And that's really what the vision boards are about.
And I was just thinking of this, kind of thinking like it was kind of scrapbooking, but you're doing it before the scrapbook, because a scrapbook is usually like your memories and all that that you've done. Well, think of your vision board of getting ready for that scrapbook. So you're going to do the vision board and then you're going to do that. And then you can have your scrapbook after that. So it kind of goes hand in hand with that, you know, but then once you do this, then you're going to set your goals and you're going to plan and achieve how you're going to get that. And then you're going to be successful. So, we have a workshop that's coming up. It's our second one.
It's happening this week.
Yes, at the 29th, we'll start it, and there is 4 weeks.
So this Tuesday, the 29th,
is the first one.
And so, guys, if you're listening, this is a great opportunity. If you have never done a vision board, I want to encourage you to please look at this and invest a little bit in yourself. Invest a little bit of time. Get those dreams on the board and you're going to walk them through that. So what can they expect, Jeannie?
Well, and it's not just the vision board, but it's also getting organized in your life. I also have Vicki Street Matter, which she's kind of the softer version of Dave Ramsey and just excellent. And so she's going to be there if anybody needs some guidance money-wise or whatever, because some of these things that you want to do on your vision board might end up taking money, you know, and that. So this way, get yourself in line for that. A lot of it's an encouragement, and we have men and women. I think there's probably more women that's coming than men, but if you're brave enough to be with us, we'd love to have you and that. But you just come and you become a private group afterwards in our Facebook and that, so we can connect. I think that's one of the things we're missing anymore is personal connection. So that kind of is where it starts out, and then your vision, and you help each other to get this vision.
And just sharing ideas. And it's fun. It's really like a fun little group because you've already had one class.
Yes.
And so you got some relationships from that. So what are some of the success stories out of that?
I think one of them I noticed a lot, and this is Vicky. I told her, I said, if you're going to make me do this budget, then you're going to do a vision board. And so she made the vision board, and she said she's been retired, her and her husband, for so many years. And some of the things they wanted to do, she hadn't done them yet. She wants to, I think it's every state park in Illinois she wants to go to or something. And she loves barns. She wants to take pictures and that. So she's already this last fall started going to some of those. And so she's completing her vision and that. Another one is Michelle that has Inspired. She's a member. And she has set some hefty goals for this year. But when you watch her talk about that vision board, it almost makes tears come to your eyes because she's put that down. And as you said, she puts the stake in the ground. And so she declares it and she puts it on that vision board. And so now she's going to complete these this year.
Yeah, because now she can envision it. It's right before her eyes. You know, because I know that whenever I did my vision board, when we had the workshop a few years ago, I put pictures of, like, I may put a person dancing because I envisioned how I would feel emotionally, you know. So when you're creating these vision boards, you want to put the pictures, you know, I put a picture of a new car. At that time, I was driving my old van that had like literally hundreds of thousands of miles on it. When I traded it in, it had 310,000 miles. But one of my goals was to get a new car. And at that point, I couldn't. And so I had that on there. And last year, I did. I got the same exact car, just a newer one. So I was excited about that.
Same color, too.
Same color, same everything, just a newer model. I love it. It's my Honda minivan. And I love that thing. It drives awesome. And it's roomy. And anyway, the point is, you know, I put the picture of an automobile, right? But I also put pictures that recognize the work that was going to happen in order for me to be able to get that car, you know? And I think that's what's awesome about a good vision board is that you can see the emotion.
Well, also, too, you know, somebody thinks it's kind of corny, you know, a vision board. But I was going through one of the magazines, and here I had seen it was for some kind of Post-it company. And here was this wall, and all these little Post-its was on here, you know, like pick up their daughter at a certain time, do this, do that, and everything. And I looked at that, and I thought, that's a vision board right there. Because once they pick up their daughter, they pull that post it off there. Then there's another one, go to lunch with somebody, pull that and off there. So hopefully at the end of the day, there is no Post-its on that board, you know. So that's another thing, you know. And if you want, I think really the poster size is the best because it's big enough that you can really see it. And I get a poster frame. So, you know, if you want to, you can put Post-its over the top of it and it's done that and put the date there. So then at the end of the year, you can go back and say, look, this is what I done all through the year. And, you know, you want to step out there. You want to be bold.
Yeah, that's right. So I love that, Jeannie. It's awesome. And hey, if you're just tuning in to our radio show this morning, you are listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and I am talking to my good friend, Jeannie Quick, Keller Williams premier realtor. And she is awesome at real estate, but she is also awesome at helping us dream outside the lines and helping us put our vision on boards and teaching us how to create these vision boards. And, you know, when we talk about success, and Jeannie, you hear me say this all the time, success is like a puzzle. It requires all these pieces connected together in order to see the full picture, to truly be successful. And what I believe, and I know that's what you believe too, is that, you know, you've got to get your dream out of your heart. You know, the first step, you declare it, right? You have the idea and then you declare it. But then the second step is to envision. And so you've got to get that vision out on this poster board or out on a vision board so that you can see every day what your goals are and why you want to achieve them.
Well, and that's why I wanted to start this, because there is so many women, I'll talk more about women than men right now, that I know that they just go on and on and on that these dreams, and then they've already wasted 5-10 years of their life, you know, and it's like they didn't do what they wanted to do. So, you know, let's, you know, life is not a destination. It's a journey.
Right.
So, you know, you just, you know, go with the flow to some degree, but you also want to plan that. And a vision board is a perfect way. And that's why we're starting these workshops. And I don't know how many a year that we'll have, but Vicki and I know we have this next one that's planned, and it starts, January 29th.
This Tuesday, January 29th. What time?
We have two that are starting, so we'll pretty much be at the garden all day, 11:30 to 1:30, and then 5:30 to 7:30. And you can go out on Dream Outside the Lines website, and you can sign up. You can pay PayPal, or you can even send me the check. It's $99. And you're going to have a lot of information and material, and then also...
This includes their supplies to create.
Yes, this includes everything. And okay. Then also, Vicki and I both coming alongside you. And it doesn't stop there, because then we have Dream Outside the Line Facebook page. And then if you take this workshop, you become a dream warrior. And when you're in a dream, as a dream warrior, then you can go ahead and be in a private page. And then that way we can share success with each other. We can share defeats with each other to help pull each other up and that. And we've kind of started a little thing that when you really need somebody and you need to be walked off the cliff, you know, and everything.
Or talked off the cliff.
Talked off the cliff. Yeah, there we go.
No, don't walk off the cliff.
talked off that cliff.
Talked
yeah.
off the cliff. Yeah.
I have a friend, very dear friend, and when I always needed her in technology, I would always say, Cecil, Beanie's in trouble. And that goes back to a cartoon years ago. And that, so this is what we do now. So if one of them need me or something like that, they just put out there in text or on Facebook, Cecil, Beanie's in trouble. So
that's your cue.
That's the cue.
You need to reach out to them and see
yes.
what's going on.
Or if I can't, one of the other ones do. And
yeah,
that, so.
I love it, because it's like you're, you know, we have the big community of I've Decided, and then you're building smaller communities within the big community.
Right.
Like little small groups almost.
A small tribe.
Yeah. Like, well, that's what's awesome. It's like right. small groups inside of the big groups. And I see that happening in what you're doing and other people, you know, as well, just building those smaller groups within the big group and just making a little more personal and, I think it's awesome. I love it. And you said you got your website up. What's the website?
DreamOutsideTheLines.com.
DreamOutsideTheLines.com.
Yes.
So they can go to DreamOutsideTheLines.com and check out your workshops that you already have planned. Get registered for those workshops. And, you know, this is a baby step for you to take to say, my dreams are important. My goals and my dreams are important, and I need some accountability. I need some support, encouragement, motivation, and inspiration from other success stories, right?
Right.
And take that step and do it. What do you got to lose? You have two options then, so they can choose either the lunchtime option, if that works best for their
11:30 schedule. 11:30 to 1:30 or 5:30 to 7:30. And also, too, let's say 1 week, one works okay, but then the next week you have an appointment. As long as I know, then you can come to one of the other ones.
So you're teaching the same class each week.
Right.
And how many sessions are there?
Four. There's four sessions. Yes.
And that's broke down into, do you know what you're doing each week or?
Yes, we pretty much know. I can't tell you right now off the top of my head and that, but we do have, I think the first one is basically the introductions and organization, that sort of thing. But one of the things that has just come up just in the last few weeks and that I've seen on the news about women and the addiction anymore to the opium and the and that. And women are the one that does not ask for help, and they keep things to themselves. And so our rate now, I don't even remember what the news said and everything, and the doctor even said that, that women will not ask for help and that. So I just hope that there is women listening, and if they need encouragement and they want to start a new business, or they want to be successful at home or whatever, or even if they need to have help with addiction or whatever like that, you know, reach out to us, you know, let us help you, support you, and that you can move on, because that's what that doctor said, that it is just getting worse and worse. And I don't want to see more women committing suicide or their health going because of something like this.
Are just, you know, really turning in inwards toward themselves and not blossoming into who they were born to be. And you are the connector.
Right.
Yeah. So you are easy to talk to. I think you can tell if you're listening to the show, talking to Jeannie. I mean, obviously, we have a relationship and have become really good friends, but you make fast friends with you, Jeannie. It's easy to be friends with you because you really do care about people. And even when you walked me through the process of selling my house, you know, you took that time to sit with me, to talk with me, educate me, teach me.
Well, I know
awesome.
That I know this year as my goal, one of the biggest goals is I want to help 25 women some way, help them to succeed this year. So, you know, I've only got one I'm working with right now. So I'd love to have you be one of those 25.
That's awesome. That's a great goal. So if you are looking for some accountability and you have some goals and dreams and you want to take a step and start putting them on a vision board and become a dream warrior, I love that, a dream warrior.
And if you don't have your dreams yet, we'll help you find them.
Right, because, you know, one of the things that I love about our motivational leadership conferences is that when people come, they have dreams inside of them that they didn't even know was there.
Right.
You know, it's just that once you start hanging around people who are motivated and you start hanging around what, you know, let's just say dream warriors, because, you know, really it's what it's about. It's about being it. You know, it does take a warrior to achieve your dreams. You
right.
gotta. It's a war. It's a hard work, and you got to keep pushing, and it's hard. And
you need accountability buddies. You need battle buddies. You know, to help you when you're down, but also ones to share success with you when you succeed in anything.
A cheerleader,
and, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And so I love, and I think that probably happens at your Dream Outside the Line workshops too. Is that people come thinking one thing. But then once they get motivated and inspired, all of a sudden, now they're dream warriors. So now they're dreaming of all kinds of things that they can do.
Right. And, you know, this way you can also go back and you can do vision boards and everything with your kids. Because I know Michelle does that with her two boys. And they've made some hefty ones themselves of what they want to do in school and that. So I think that's great. For families.
That's a great idea. I got teenage girls. I wonder if they would look at me like I lost my mind if I said, let's create some vision boards for you girls. They'd be like, what? I don't know, but maybe they might like it. That's a good idea, though.
But just say you're going to do it as a family, you know, and that. And this is a great time of the year, you know, to sit down and if you have a husband or spouse, boyfriend or kids or whatever, and kind of like, find out what they want to do this next year. So how can you help them to be successful? Maybe your daughter wants to buy a car herself or something like that, you know, or maybe she wants to redecorate a room, or maybe she wants to get on the volleyball team and she's never done it before, whatever. You know, find out what their goals are and what they want to do so you can turn around and help them to achieve theirs.
Yeah. And again, you know, once we start dreaming, all of a sudden those dreams start, you know, I talked to so many times, you know, at Curves, we have a big majority of our women are retired, right?
Right.
And so many times I hear them say to me, oh gosh, I don't have any more dreams. I'm retired. I just, you know, do what I want to do. And, you know, that makes me sad because what they're really saying is, I haven't really been motivated enough lately to be inspired to even dream about anything, because you have dreams in your heart. You just haven't even tapped into them yet.
Well, and we have a purpose too. And if you sit around in that, you just get old. But I heard somebody say just not too long ago, as long as you have a pulse, you have a purpose. And that is so true, no matter what it is. God's put you here for something. So as long as you have that pulse, you got a purpose. If it might be even go to the hospital or the nursing home and sit with somebody and listen to them talk or whatever, you know, I mean, that doesn't take a lot of effort. So if you're retired and you don't really want to do anything, you know, go to the nursing home, sit there with those people and listen to them, and then be so thankful you can walk in and out of that door.
Right? It would make you thankful. But yeah, you know, I love that. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. Because if your job was done on this earth, guess what?
You're gone.
You would be gone. I mean, that's what I wholeheartedly agree with what you just said, Jeannie. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. And I fully believe that once we fulfill our purpose on this earth, whatever God had designed for us, that's, you know, that's when we've arrived, and that means that we take our last breath. You're here on this earth until you fulfill that purpose, and God gives us every ample opportunity and chance possible to do that. And as if you're breathing, you still got something to do.
You got that right.
That's so true. So why don't you think about dream outside the lines? You know, if you're listening and you're like, you know, I have not done something like that since I retired, or since I went to a conference back in the day, and it's kind of got you fired up a little bit, I want to encourage you. You know, it just take the step. Go to dreamoutsidethelines.com. Check it out. Get registered. Invest a little money and time in yourself and get that vision onto a board so that you can start moving in the direction of being successful in achieving your goals and dreams.
You can go on our Facebook page too, and that, and between Vicki and I, we put different posts in out there, encouragements and everything. And right now, today is Winning Wednesday. And so every Wednesday, either Vicki or I will post something out there that's an encouragement. So go like our page, become a member on that, and you can message me to find out more about what Dream Outside the Line is about.
Yeah, and you can even see, Jeannie, a lot of times your office is out at the garden.
Right.
And if you haven't heard, we have new space with I've Decided. We actually have a building. We have a brick and mortar, which we're very excited about. And we formally call it the garden where dreams grow. And Jeannie has an office out there. Jeannie Quick, Keller Williams Premier Realtor. She has an office out there, and she's there a lot of days. And you can, and I'm there. So most of the time, if you swing by, chances are good during the day, you'll see somebody there. You can check it out. But,
and I have an office out there because I'm kind of the building manager.
Right. And so helping, you know, helping me achieve my goals and dreams too, right?
Right.
I love that. So you can always stop by. That's located at 1014 West Pioneer Parkway. We're right between Sherwin-Williams Paint and Bob Lindsay Honda dealership right out on Pioneer Parkway.
And we always have the coffee on.
And we always have the coffee on. That's true. That's good to know. Or water, if you would like a water. But either one of those, we'd love to have you come visit. And that's awesome, Jeannie. I love what you're doing. I wanted to share that. We want to get you to envision. Envision, envision. That's the weekly winning word. And if you're not getting that weekly winning resource every Sunday in your email box, then you need to join our community so that you can get your success planner and journal. You can get access to all three of our motivational and leadership conferences. You can get the exclusive discounts to participating businesses and really all the things that you need to be successful. And I want to invite you to do that now. You can visit us at ivedecided.org, ivedecided.org.
The first and the third Thursday, you're welcome to stop by because we have BYOB, build your own business. So you can check us out that way.
Yep. 8:30 to 10, the first and third Thursday of every month out at the Garden. So awesome. Thanks, Jeannie, for joining me today.
Thank you.
I so appreciate your friendship and your support. And thank you for being an awesome resource to the community through I've Decided. That's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to our show today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?